This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Not bad. Today, the wind has finally died down, and in the sun, it feels really good. Here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, we've been in the mid-20s, so on the cool side. We're expected to hit 30. No way we're going to get there. Officially 26 right now. Tonight, clear, low near 17. Tomorrow, sunny, 44. Sunday night, low 31. Monday starts sunny. We'll hit 53. There is a chance of rain. And then on Tuesday, chance of rain and 50. Tuesday night, rain and snow mixed. It'll be windy. And then snow again Wednesday morning before it moves on out of here. And then by the end of the week, Thursday, sunny and 41. Friday, sunny 38. Next Saturday is sunny and 45. So it could be a little messy. The Wednesday morning commute could be a problem. Right now, 26 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Well, the tourney is set, the 1A Wednesday at the X in St. Paul starting at 11 a.m. The number one seed, Hibbing Chisholm Victory Christian Academy. And in the 2A bracket, the number one seed is the Moorhead Spuds. And John Ammerman, their head coach, joins us. And, John, good to visit with you. Congrats on a great year.
Hey, thanks. We're obviously excited about the next week. It's something we've been looking forward to, and we're looking forward to getting down there this week in a couple of days.
Now, your team and all the teams at Moorhead, no stranger to the cities, because you guys make a lot of trips down 94 to the cities for games, whatever the sport. So you're used to coming this way.
Yeah, and some were really lucky just with where we're at in terms of relation to, you know, most of our schools up north, the same size, are about 2.5 hours away, and you go about an extra half an hour and down 94 and you're in the city. So we're well-versed in travel, and our guys are used to it, and it's an advantage we think we have, and it's something that will prepare us hopefully for this next week.
You know, John, you come out of the gate, you get beat by Wayzata at Plymouth Ice Center right around Thanksgiving. Then you come back and beat a very good Edina team. Did you feel like going into this season that you had a really special group and could have a great year?
Yeah, a lot of the pieces were in place, and we returned almost our entire team from a year ago. 2 years ago, or at least last year, we're really disappointed with our finish, just in the way it went. And our guys did a great job in the off season in preparing and taking it upon themselves to have a not only a great start to the season, but really leading up to it. And it's paid off for them. You know, they put in a ton of work, and despite that early setback, they went on a bit of a run throughout the year, and we finished extremely well. And hopefully it's prepared us here for the next three games.
Yeah, dominant run in that Section 8 tournament with wins over Brainerd, 13-1, Elk River Zimmerman, 4-1, and then in the championship, 8-1. They open the tournament against Lakeville South on Thursday in the 6 o'clock game. Once again, Moorhead Spuds head coach John Ammerman joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And just a great tradition, and it's so meaningful getting through sections, winning that section title game, and have a chance. The banquet, everybody gets announced on ice before that quarterfinal game. It's really a cool experience.
Absolutely, and we've been fortunate in Moorhead to be a part of it quite a bit, but Every year is special because it's a new group of kids, and we have a couple that had the opportunity as sophomores, but really, despite our community being down there a number of times, the majority of our guys are new to it from the player experience. But like you mentioned, obviously something a lot of them have dreamed about, right? Something they've watched a few other Moorhead teams get to be a part of, and now it's their turn. So guys are excited. Their families are obviously fired up. And I know alumni, not only throughout the state, but throughout the country, are excited to watch us here in the next coming days.
You know, and John, when you look at the season and all the games and when things kind of crank up and get started around Thanksgiving, late in the year, your team played Hill Murray over at Aldrich, a legendary barn, one of the oldest indoor rinks here in the Twin Cities, and you play that wild game. Hill Murray wins it 8-7. I'm sure as a coach you didn't want to see 15 goals scored and lose the game. But that's a regular season game that I bumped into people who just said, did you hear about that game? What a wild game that was at Aldrich.
Yeah, and we thought it was kind of the perfect storm for us. Obviously, as a coach, you know, disappointed in the way that it turned out. We, in the third period, had a lead and kind of let it slip away, but the atmosphere, the type of game, obviously the time of year, we thought it was a really good setup for playoffs. And Moorhead and Hill Murray have been playing the last game of the regular season now for a couple of decades, and it's just been the perfect primer for playoff-type hockey. Obviously, they're a season program, and Coach Lechner does an outstanding job, and we thought the timing of that loss, you know, albeit, you know, a loss, it did a great job of exposing some of the things that we needed to work on. And we were able to go back and watch and look and hopefully learn from it and really key in on a couple of areas that we didn't even know that we needed to take a look at. So a great game, but hopefully a great learning experience for our kids. And some of our coaches have really used here in the last couple of weeks to pay attention to a few details going into the tournament.
And you can't get it done without great goaltending, and you've got a good one.
Absolutely. Charlie Stengem, just a great story. A kid that had a ton of success in youth hockey and then had to wait his turn. He had an older goaltender in Kai Weigel that was a multiple-year starter, and Chuck waited his turn. He didn't pout. He didn't leave. He didn't think about any of the negatives. He used it as an opportunity to learn and to work. And now he's really taken advantage of it in his senior year. And he's had an outstanding year and really been a calming presence for us. And really just a great story for high school hockey. He's a multi-sport athlete. He's somebody that's really well respected in the school. A great student, and he's somebody we're lucky enough to have on our back end.
Well, and you've got to feel good about that as a coach. Those stories, those kids that hang in there and make the most of their opportunity when it comes.
Absolutely, and he's not the only one, right? We have a number of kids that have had opportunities to maybe go and play elsewhere, but an extremely tight-knit group and one that wanted to do it together, and been fun to watch them compete, and now this is really what they were all hopefully waiting for, and now it's just a waiting game for the next couple of days.
John Ammerman joining us, head coach number one seed Moorhead Spuds. The tourney starts Wednesday with 1A, and of course they're the number one seed in the 2A tournament starting Thursday at 11 a.m. on Channel 45. Got to talk about the high-end scoring, Mason Kraft. What a year. 37 goals, 47 assists to this point. That's just an incredible season. And right behind him, Zach Zimmerman, 28 goals, 42 assists. That's incredible.
Yeah, and extremely dynamic from the drop of the puck this year. Both of them had great years last year, but they've really taken their game to a whole different level. Zach Zimmerman was a freshman last year. This year as a sophomore, really doubled down on what he was doing in terms of his production. And Mason Kraft is at a historical pace for a Moorhead Spud. He's eyeing in on the all-time or the single-season scoring record here. And if all things kind of stay consistent, he'll probably break it in the next week. But Mason is a great example of somebody that really got to work in the off season and transformed who he was and what he had to work with. He has a great mind for the game and a great vision and a great feel for it. They've been extremely dynamic, and it doesn't stop at those two. It, you know, throughout the year, we've had a couple of guys that have really picked up where they left off last year and grown. And Brooks Cullen has had an outstanding year. Tyden Bergeson has backed up what he did as a sophomore last year. Carver Hasbargen and a couple of others have really stepped up, and it's been fun to watch them, you know, have success. And our team has been very good with the puck, and hopefully that continues here. But obviously, the field is an exciting one. There's a number of first time entries and a couple of people that haven't been there for a while. So our hands are going to be full, but we're really excited about the team we're bringing down there.
Well, everybody loves the tourney, and John, once again, congrats on a great year in the number one seat.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us on, and we look forward to making the trek down 94 here in a couple of days.
All right, there he is, John Ammerman, number one seed Moorhead Spuds. What a year they've had. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick look at the bracket. We'll start with 2A on Thursday, since we talked about the number one seed there. Tourney starts at 11 a.m. Thursday. Number 7 Andover, they win Section 7. They beat the number one seed Rock Ridge up at Amsoil. They'll take on the number 2 seed Stillwater Ponies. They knocked off Hill Murray in two overtimes at Aldrich last night. The 1 o'clock game, Shakopee against St. Thomas Academy, and the Sabres win always competitive sections 2, and the Cadets beat Creighton-Durham Hall in two overtimes in a packed barn at Braemar last night. 6 o'clock game, number 1 Moorhead, number 8 Lakeville South. Lakeville won the Battle of Lakeville's down in Rochester earlier in the week to win Section 1. And then the nightcap, number 4 Rogers, they hold off Champlain Park in the Section 5 final. And Edina's back. The defending champ Hornets are the number 5 seed in this year's tournament, and they'll play the nightcap. That'll get started 8:30, 8:45 or so is my guess. Now, going back to Wednesday in the 1A tournament, at 11 a.m., Matamidi takes on St. Cloud Cathedral. St. Cloud Cathedral, the number 2 seed. Then at 1, the number 3 Northfield against the number 6 Orono. In the night session at 6, number 1 Hibbing Chisholm against the number 8 Laverne. And then in the nightcap, number 4 East Grand Forks takes on Northern Lakes. And once again, that one will get started about 8:30 or 8:45 on Wednesday night. State Wrestling Tournament coming up. We will talk about that following the news and weather at 5 with John Millay from the XL Energy Center. It's Championship Saturday. Kevin Lynch will join us later in the program. Talk about the Timberwolves. They're struggling right now. Ant got suspended and more. Around the corner, President Trump plans to pardon the late Pete Rose. We'll have that story in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCC.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yo.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.